The Realist Radio Show is sponsored by King's Power and Stay High NYC. For your edibles, oils, and vaping pleasure, V for Vag. Check them out at www.v4vag.com. And not only get in on their organic infused lubes and toys, also get great info on sex and sex education. For all purchases through v4vag.com, a portion is donated towards sex education. Also hit up Emmy Productions for all your video, production, and photography needs. Hit him up on Facebook at Emmy Productions with a Z or email heyme.tv@gmail.com. LitBK, their website is litbkny.com. Put in customer code pregame is lit for 20% off your purchase. Also, don't forget iCraveWear. Check them out on Instagram at iCraveWear. And their website is www.icraveware.com. Put in promo code PREGAME for 15% off your purchase.
Hello? What's going on? Oh, wait. Mate, hold on. I'm over in there yet. Are we good to go, Brooklyn Black? I don't know, because I didn't hear the theme song. Are we live? All right, my bad, everybody. All right, yes, I just got a new setup here. So thank you. Welcome to the Black NPR. My name is Daniel Kruda. Sorry we weren't able to give you your news and nonsense last week, but we had some stuff going on in the bunker. Again, let me give you your ways to contact us. We have the Black NPR at Twitter.com, Black NPR Pod at Twitter.com. You also have Black NPR at Outlook.com. If you have any emails you want to send to me, you also can hit me off at Facebook as well. This week's going to be a different week because normally I do all of the news for the first 15 minutes, half hour, but we're not. I'm going to give you like two quick reviews to about 9:10, and then me, Dana Graff from Love, Truth, and Slander, and our resident Sailor Mouth lady, Chantel, is going to be coming in. We're going to be talking about the midterm elections. We're going to set you up proper for the political storm that's been coming. So if you're not a political person, you want to be a political person, or you are a political person, you're still trying to figure out what's going on, don't worry about it. We got you. We have opinions from all sides of the spectrum. I had a Republican that was going to be on today, but he fucked his voice up because he's a Red Sox fan. So the next time we do one of these type of shows, I want to have him on because I want you guys to kind of hear what the point of reference is. I don't agree with it, but sometimes I think it makes a better situation when you have some logic to go over some of these decisions. So what we're going to do for the next, let me see what time it is, the next 6 minutes, so we're going to do two quick reviews. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and I watched Castlevania, so I do one and the other. Red Dead Redemption 2 is fucking amazing. As a black man living in New York, who grew up in New York, who is playing a game about cowboys, and noodling them out on a horse, it's the best. It is the absolute fucking best. And our producer, who I respect his talent, I respect what he's about, but this nigga had the audacity, the temerity to say that Grand Theft Auto 5 is better. And I play Grand Theft Auto 5 all the time. It's a great game. It's not Red Dead Redemption 2. There's more graphics than 1 ounce of snow. It's crazy. It's bananas. Now, if Grand Theft Auto 6, if they make it even 75% of what this is, I'll be on board with Brooklyn Black because I like the city element. I like being able to drive cars. So I'm going to give you guys a pro tip. Horses don't drive as well as cars. They're finicky, and they get shot, and they die. So that sucks. Not fun. Also, the racism's kind of whack. It chills. You got your niggas, like the guy you play, Arthur. He fucks with the niggas. You know what I'm saying? Other than tunes, you can say hello to people. And I go out of my way to say hello to every black person I see. I go, "So, you good? Everything all right? Need some bed? Boo-boo?" I take care of the niggas in the world of Resident of Red Dead Redemption 2. Another thing I did this last weekend, I watched Castlevania. It's on Netflix, solid. I don't know if you're anime people. If you're not an anime person, just hold off. We're going to get to your politics stuff in a bit. Really fucking good. And like I said, as I said online, I said on Facebook, I should have put on Twitter as well. If you were just listen to it, I think it'd be a solid listen. I think if you just were to put it on and listen to it as audio play, I think it would work because the voice acting is so good. There's a guy who plays the dwarf from Lord of the Rings, not Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, the one with the dwarf king. He plays Trevor Belmont. The guy from Battlestar Galactica plays somebody, I'm not sure. Max Headroom plays Bishop. Solid. It's like dramatic Rick and Morty in terms of how depressing it is. Oh, by the way, folks, before I forget, we have about 3 minutes left. When Rick and Morty comes out, we're going to try to do the best we can to do half and half, but we're going to do at least 15 to 20 minutes on Rick and Morty every week. All right? So if you're a Rick and Morty person, you're like, hey, I want to talk about it, none of my people like it, black, and I don't really understand what it's about, or you want to sit around and engage, feel free. We're going to do about 15 minutes, no matter what all happened. Like, if there was a nuclear war that week, and you said, hey, I want to talk about Rick and Morty, we can do it. We can talk on Twitter, and then you can bring in and answer whatever the questions are, it's fine. So let me give you some ground rules for what this week's supposed to be about. We're going to just talk about the midterm elections, but that's very narrow, and I feel like, and we don't live in a lot of those places. I think the majority of us, the people that I deal with anyway, are going to be in New York, LA, or Illinois. And there's going to be a lot of people kind of coming on because we tag this properly. I don't know how you tag it. Brooklyn Black, you tag it with political, politics, what have you. I feel there'll be some level of influx of people trying to hear what they have to say. So we're going to try to talk about everybody, every state that makes sense, that's a battleground state. Give some perspective. It's going to be more opinionated than I normally would do it. But I feel like we need people to be invested. This is a big thing. It's solid. You can't complain about Trump. You can't complain about everything and not do something. So this particular week is going to be about getting our shit together and kind of finding out what's going on, getting you people together, understanding why you should care about certain things, who are the players, how do they interact? What's the difference between the Senate, between the Congress, the difference between the executive branch? What can be done? I'm going to try to do the best to kind of get you guys prepped for next week. This is next week. Oh, man. Thank you. Yeah, because you can't hear him, but I can hear Brooklyn Black. We're talking about Kanye West. We had a show with Kanye West a couple of weeks back, and he pretty much sent out a tweet saying that, like, he got used by the Trump program. He didn't get used. He didn't use at all. Nigga knew what he was doing, and he was getting burned. He thought he was going to, like, nail it and nail it and nail it, and maybe someone he fucks with was like, I can't fuck with you until you square this off. I don't know what happened. All I know is he, whatever little bit of value his name had, is fucking washed. I think he's good enough. I mean, obviously, if you heard the show, not, go back. I don't know if the show, I don't know, let me ask, Brooklyn Black, are the shows still available? If you want to go through catalog, is that available? Is that I'm not sure. So if the shows are available, let me know. If not, they are. Please go check them out because I know the Kanye West one was a pretty good one. I had Spotify. Yes. If you go to Spotify, Apple Music, you can go to a show. It was the last show I did. Solid. And you can kind of go read what the nuts on Kanye West. I think talent-wise, he's great. I don't have no issue with his talent as a producer. As a rapper, I think he's really a quality rapper. I don't think he's good. I think he's okay. But I think that he's needed musically. Problem is that pop culture and world that we live in now, you can't just be talented. You got to have other shit. You can't just be a guy who makes music. Because if Marvin Gaye existed, and this is a hot take, but if Marvin Gaye existed in the social media and the age we live in now, he would never have gotten to him getting clipped by his dad. He would never been famous because he would have been a mess. Niggas would have turned on that nigga a long time ago. All the coke and the wild shit that nigga was talking about and carrying on and this, that, and the third. It's like you never get a chance to be great now, but you get a chance to be great sooner than later. So tonight we're having David on. Very strong opinions. I'm going to ask everybody how they fall, because I want to make sure that we're all aware of what your particular point of reference is. So when you hear someone speak, you're not going like, okay, well, they're being biased. They're not being biased. I'm biased. I don't want that to be the point. I want everyone to be clear. Like, when you watch Fox, you know what you're getting. Do the best you can to be fair, but know it's being lensed through a particular type of dynamic, whether it's socially conservative, fiscally liberal, whatever your situation is, let's go. I always make the argument that as a black person, for the most part, you're going to be socially liberal to a point because you don't want to be fucked over in a game. So we need to be somewhat liberal, but I find that we get very conservative when it comes to certain shit like gays and women's rights. But it is what it is at that point. So let me check and see where my guests are at. I'm going to vamp a little bit. Okay, let them in. Whoever comes in, let them in. It should just be two people. Let them in. We'll go for them. Yep, that is. That's a let her in. I wonder what gross or vulgar shit she's going to say this week.
Hello.
Hey, my love.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
See, that wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, so we're gonna go through. I was gonna waste Brad, but probably not. If Brad wants to jump in or whatever, I don't want to waste too much time on a lot of shit we gotta get through.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. Playing with his cat, his wife, and I don't know. Know what this nigga's life is? Again, Asians. I told this at a specific time, and then the nigga goes, "I'm good," and then.
Yeah, it's so funny. People are always talking about Americans being shiftless and trifling, but I see that at 9:09, pressed the button, and I was here waiting in the
right
queue.
That right there is a show, man. That right there to itself, Americans versus, but you got to get yourself one of these precious ones that think that the only reason they're here is because they're here, but they would go home. Anytime they go home, it's like, finally. But then you look at the corner, just like a big pile of trash.
No.
So there's a big pile of trash and a tire on their fucking lawn. Oh. You're here, dog. Go home if you want to beat it so much.
Well,
and I hate the fact that
it's a planter.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a tire. Maybe it's a planter. It's not really.
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure. I'm about to dime somebody out right now. Let me shut my mouth. It's about to be really messy. This weekend I saw a tire in someone's yard. Just put it that way.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and I was like this. I was like, person I related to. I was like, why is there a tire in the backyard? And then she goes, oh. And it was like a full tire, a big box of trash, and like an exercise bike. And I was like, do all y'all niggas fucked up in a game? And I was like, no, because you can't give hate to nothing, I guess.
Oh, no.
So, Brad,
no.
You in?
You.
All right, Brad, you got everybody. What? Okay, so I'm going to give the timeline. I want everyone to, where you guys stand politically? Like, what would you describe yourself as?
Ladies first. Ladies first.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No,
I can be
go
a
first.
Gentleman at times.
Will you just
be a gentleman
so
at
it's good. It's good for you to go on.
I guess I'd be a problematic liberal.
Okay.
A liberal who just believes in common sense and thinks that everything
fiscally?
That you, huh?
Socially, are you considered liberal? Are you
socially
liberal as well?
Fiscally, yeah. For the most part, I fall in line with most liberal ideals. What I haven't fallen in line with is the batshit direction that everybody who claims liberal seems to have gone in recent years, when they just went off the cliff and abandoned common sense to be nice to everybody.
So you're like, so the Bernie Sanders, Ocasio wing, the liberal ring, you're no thank you with that. It's pretty much what you're saying.
I'm all for,
so like
you
the
know,
socialist wing. So like the social, I'm
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Socialism
okay. makes all the sense in the world to me. Like, we're already socialist as it is. We just don't admit it and talk about it.
I have another point when it comes to, I didn't mean to talk about that the other day in terms of socialism. it works in some places because culturally it's meant to work. That's fine. Cool. So you say that you're a problematic liberal. So what would you consider yourself, Chantel?
I am a registered Democrat. I have voted for some Republicans. I am
I have to
liberal in many ways, conservative in some ways, but not the ways you think. Like, I'm not conservative in the black people, we have that tie to religion thing. But there are certain ways that we move that I'm a little bit conservative about. I feel like sometimes the pie could be sliced a little bit bigger if we had more oversight when it came to certain things. But people are terrible and they don't do their jobs properly, so then that doesn't work either.
That's a de Blasio shot.
So
that's de Blasio
And that's fair.
Y'all niggas want everything y'all want.
Yeah. And if someone in the back's like, how's that getting paid for? And they're like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. There's a thing called a calculator, and there are people whose job it is to figure out the math. Listen to those people. You get much further. So that's where I stand. So when it comes to certain things, I feel like we should mind our fucking business. And when it comes to other things, I think we should get involved. The one thing I would say is that when it comes to foreign policy, I just think that the U.S. foreign policy is so disgusting. I asked this question for the first time, I believe, in like the fifth grade. Like, why are we involved in this? And, you know, they give you the whole, what's the word, Magna Carta? Is it the Magna Carta or is it the other one?
Magna Carta. You mean the one that gives us the, Mandate of God?
It's not
Magna Carta. It's not the Mandate of God. I know what you're talking
about.
It's not Magna Carta. Magna Carta is decent. The Mandate of God one's gross.
I think it's the Monroe Doctrine.
It is, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, I've been questioning that since the fifth grade. So does that answer your question?
Yep, there we go.
I'm an aggressive voter. Like I
voted. We all agree. If you listen to the show right now, which I hope you all vote. If you say you don't vote, you don't know how hard I'm judging you.
Okay,
you
can we talk about this real quick?
You know what? We can talk about that. Uh-huh. If you don't vote, because we're about to go into like the deeper intricacies of it, we're going to be talking about names and places, different states, what have you. People who don't vote are like people who don't vaccinate their kids.
Oh my God, that's a whole level. Oof. Oh God.
I know, but I'm saying like you do not get to exist in a wider world. So I'm a sci-fi guy, so I always felt in my mind that we would end up where Captain Sisko was. That was always my dream. At some level, we'd be where Captain Sisko was, where race was an abstract idea to be able to ponder. Same way that you ponder your identity as a human being, do I exist or I don't exist? I felt that race would at some level become an existential thought. In the future, not now, but in the future. I don't think that's ever going to happen now. That's what dumb young me thought. Anti-vaxxing, not voting. You can't not engage in a situation, or at least know. Like if you don't vote in New York, if you tell me I'm not voting because I live in New York and of national elections, I get it. Because voting for a president doesn't matter if you live in New York, does it? Because you're only attributing to the popular vote, and again, that doesn't really matter because electoral college. But if you're not voting for your congressman or your state person, and I want to hear your fucking mouth.
So... The biggest trick that the post-civil rights movement, and I'm going to say white, but I mean white TM, played was convincing people who had just gotten their access to vote that their vote didn't matter while taking their votes away every chance they got. I often run into these conversations with men, and I've been arguing and fighting this fight, I would say, for the better part of 12 years. And as long as I've been online, I've been having this argument. So if you guys could just say one more time as men of color, like, go vote because it does count. Because if it didn't wouldn't be trying to take your votes away.
People have died.
They get.
I was raised by people who marched. Well, person who marched.
Same.
And so there was so, like, for example, I remember I told you the story about, like, getting on a bus, and I was, like, a Billy Badass. I wanted to sit in the back, and I got hit. And she was like, no,
I
put it right for us to sit up front. You can't
sit
in the back. So for her, my great-grandma was like, didn't you sit in the back? She felt like some level people have died for the right to sit in the front. To never sit in the back if it's not an option. So the idea of voting was just something you had to do because people died for the right. It wasn't something that was
That's something that became very real for me and has been psychologically very trying for me since that last dog shit election that we had.
Oh, 2016? Not 2016, right?
16. So many, like you said, so many black people, so many woke people, the woke community discouraging people from voting, saying that it doesn't matter, pushing that narrative, pushing that dog shit argument about you can't vote for the lesser of two evils, all this idiocy. And it just
argument about Bernie, because there's another podcast that, and he was going in on Bernie, and I was like, I get it to a certain extent, but I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, what's my option right here? So you don't like Bernie, you don't like Hillary, you don't like Trump. So, like, what is my option that just so aggressively? Because at least with Bernie, for me, I felt that this is a dude that was just his brand meant that he had to, at the very least, try to be good by niggas.
But
But
if you really have a discussion with these people, what it ends up boiling down to is that they're waiting for not only for Malcolm X to come back from the grave, but for him to come back for the grave, run and be elected president of the United States. So that's when it's okay in their version to vote, because nobody else qualifies. Nobody else qualifies according to them.
But that was also a main point of the show, that I was like, I don't think people really, and I didn't mean Chantel, I've seen this before, I've asked people who the vice president is. I don't think people listen to Don't Get Discouraged, keep listening, but I don't think a lot of you guys understand how politics works and how this whole situation works. They're not our servants. That's bullshit. That's just what it's supposed to be. That's not the truth. They have, like, for Mitch McConnell, when they know the Republicans say what they say, I get why they're saying what they're saying. I also understand why they would not vote a lot on Trump. It's gross, but I get it. Because if you want to get elected again, if everybody in your fucking district loves this nigga, how do you look saying he's a fucking liar and a loser?
I mean, at some point we'll reach critical mass and you'll have to do what you have to do.
Eventually, sure.
Yeah, it will reach critical mass. It'll get there. It won't take as long, I don't
think
so. No, it will. Because if you really look at what happened with Nixon, it got there. People tried that, too.
One of these weeks, guys, and I don't want to do it, but I want to do it just so I feel like you guys need to hear it. I have a Trump guy that I've known for years. Not a Republican guy. He's not a Trump guy. He'll fuck with him to get, core appointees, but he's not with him. I have an actual Trump guy, and I want to have him on and just ask him questions. And I will guarantee you there's nothing he can do to make him get off because he makes him feel great.
Right.
Like Chantel King, Michael Barbaro was talking to this dude today about Jew shit.
Oof,
they're mad at the Jews. They're mad at the fucking blacks. But yeah, no, but I'm getting off track. We're getting off track for a little bit. It's just I feel like on some level, the people are people, black folk, or they don't know how the system works. So when Obama showed up, they were just so happy to have him in there. But what was Obama doing? Because Obama did a lot of fuck shit when he was in there, too. Not the same different fuck shit, but fuck shit.
Right. But I don't – can I just say something? I think that when you start to have this conversation, what you're doing is you're not helping your point. Obama was elected twice, and that was over, however many years ago.
Yeah,
People made the choice.
I'm in a different conversation, Chantal. I'm just in a conversation of – but know what your people are doing. And I'm not saying he was bad. He was dope. I thought he was fantastic. And, he had his moments where he did some shit I didn't like. But I also was like, I knew the point of why he did what he had to do. So he had to keep everyone on the same page. I feel, and both you guys can argue me at this point, that the majority of us don't understand how this works.
I don't understand how you can be – so can I – Okay, David, why do you believe that? I want to hear why you believe it.
Because there's no other explanation for the behavior, honestly, that you just don't understand it on a fundamental level. And even the Obama critics, like, you know, not that you can't criticize Obama, but just like the Obama didn't do anything for us and Obama wasn't
a good
president. All of that is, it just means that on a fundamental level.
His criticism is never coming from a perspective of what he did or what he didn't do to all emotional criticisms, which are gross.
Yeah, and the fact that it seems like a lot of you simply just don't understand what the job description is.
Yeah.
You
one of these days I want to do a show just about executive branch and what executive branch is supposed to do.
You should have
and then
Luis,
do what?
Join you
legislative
on that.
I want to do executive branch, legislative branch, Chantel branch, Malik branch, and judicial branch.
It's just so you know, every time we got there, if we got that, every time, it was so fun. My God. 12 years of education.
Though.
When we got the branch jokes every time.
All right, so let's get in a little bit real quick. So, as you know, the Democrats need to flip at least 23 Republican House seats to retake the House this November. According to some of the polls I've been looking at, the New York Times polls I was reading today, 15 are left-leaning, 29 are toss-ups, and 29 are leaning Republican. Do you feel like the blue wave is going to be a thing that we can kind of lean on, or do you feel like that's not? That's just people talking shit.
Okay,
even though the polls are kind of running, but
what I say is that those people who are running, they need to run until the race is over. The mistake
don't do
that
Hillary
Clinton made,
Hillary
made the mistake of thinking that she had it in the bag and the bitch didn't go to Wisconsin. And I'm never going to forgive her. If I ever meet her, I'm just going to be like, you didn't go to Wisconsin. Have a good day.
If you are a black person in Wisconsin and you're listening to my voice, vote. If you are a black person in Wisconsin, you do not get to do what we do in New York, which is not go. Because if David didn't want to go, it ain't going to be no skin off his ass because it's going to happen how it happens. Your vote's aggressively important if you live in Wisconsin, if you live in one of those purple states, right? So I feel like I'm going to describe what we talk about. A purple state is a state that is no longer red, but it's not aggressively blue either. It's right in the middle. So from 1 month to the next, it can go either way. If you want a purple state and you're black, you need to vote.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
So do
you
I think
vote, but specifically in a purple state.
I personally think that instead of listening to what the pundits are saying, like the pundits are for me and you as the person who's on the outside of it, I just think that those folks should just really try to focus on the win. Consistently just keep focusing, keep asking. It's like sales. So Danny and I are both people who come to each other. David, I don't know if you've ever worked in like business-to-business sales. You will never, ever, ever get a sale that you don't ask for. So you have to be consistently asking for the sale. Even when a person is giving you positive buying clues, you need to still consistently be getting in there and asking for the sale. You don't assume that you're going to get the sale. Even when you assume the sale, you're asking for the sale.
And asking for the sale is not saying, do you want to buy it? Asking for the sale is going, so, all right, so you need three or four?
Right.
You need three or four?
Well, you know what? That ship has already sailed. I was going back to ask questions about Hillary and her fucking that whole thing up, but that ship has sailed. We're looking forward now.
Let's just do a quick 5 minutes on Hillary. I felt that Hillary was forced down our throats. I feel like some other Hillary's forced down our throats, and no one fucked with her like that. And women fuck with her. I get what women to fuck with her, but she was old school. She represented so many negative things. And then when the DNC came out that they were holding Bernie down, I'm not a big Bernie guy either, but the fact that they were going to hold this old Jew man down to push her through when everyone was not fucking with them, the DNC did not get it. Also realized they thought they underestimated Trump. I think they thought that they could just put anybody out there.
They did.
But the common sense factor seems to have left the room, not just on her part, but on the electorate's part. Because like you're saying, like, you know, these are basics of business sales. I'm sure they're political basics. that
she
shouldn't have
just straight down
her
the line. So Chantel was just vibing it so aggressively straight down the line. I think these dudes are looking at it long term. They outsmarted themselves because business sales is very easy in a way.
Yeah, but if you go back to Obama, that's what he did. Obama went everywhere and asked for a sale, for a vote. They asked and asked and asked and asked in places where he had no business being, in places where nobody wanted to fucking see him.
And she got beat by that strategy, so you'd think she would have learned from it.
Yes.
But no. And on the side of the electorate, I don't care if she was forced down our throats. Like, the basic human common sense ability to suss out the better option out of a range of shitty options seems to be absent. Oh, I didn't get what I want, so I'm just, you know, folding my arms and letting the worst case scenario happen.
Also,
that defies words.
They don't like women that much, and old ladies really people don't like. So, you know.
Well, I mean, she was a woman, and she was a woman who was not charismatic. Like, so like Kamala Jones, right?
Oh,
Kamala
is charismatic
Harris?
Your code word for fuckable?
No.
Oh, yeah, because I think
that
Sarah Palin got
the
cook.
Was that a thing?
Yeah,
is
Sarah Palin got the cook because she was quite fuckable.
Yeah,
and that
that's
as dumb as a bag of rocks.
Because I want to, I'm
but
about
that's
to
how
fall
they
fuck
do. That's a standard. That's a standard right wing thing.
No,
like,
you know how she looks. She looks fine enough that they made a porn about her, which I've
but
watched.
But there's a running joke, and I know it's very sexist, and I know it's very classless. But there's a running joke that, like, if you look at women and the wives and the anchors and all that on the Republican side, they're all kind of hot. And on the Democrat side, they're all kind of like.
You want to know what a Republican wife looks like? Watch college football on Saturday and watch a sideline reporter. Guaranteed. They're married to somebody who's aggressively Republican. It's without a doubt.
Yeah.
College football, it's college football, not regular football. But college football, the women on the sideline are all Republican dudes, wives or fiancés. It's a specific kind of blonde, brunette, who was a chair captain, like overachiever.
Yep.
And I can't explain it. In an audio format, it's a very specific looking chick.
Megyn Kelly.
On board. Megyn Kelly. Any of the ones. Any ones that are fucking
any of
third.
Them.
Yeah. What was the chick that got peeped in the
Erin
in the fucking hotel? Erin Andrews. Yeah. They all looked like universal. Like, I get it. You know what I mean?
Hell,
maybe
Stormy Daniels.
Nah, Stormy Daniels. No, not Stormy Daniels.
Listen.
I also
blonde hair.
It's a real side. I don't trust. I do not trust white porn stars who don't fuck black men.
That's the whole point. We're not talking about people.
Especially the advent of black.com, don't fuck with it. Like Alexa Texas, no thanks. Because you're making a choice at this point.
Oh.
There's whiter people than you fucking niggas. And you're not doing it. You're making a choice. It's racism. But three.
Actually, you know, 100%. Well, that's a whole other subject.
Yeah, that's another conversation. All right, so then, according to so 36 states also have a gubernatorial election. This is a big conversation here. Among the notable races is Georgia's contentious race between Abrams, the black lady, who would be the first black female governor of Georgia, or the black governor of Georgia, and Kemp. And Kemp is the Secretary of State, and he's a guy who's responsible for, like, the election. And he's, like, going out of his way to suppress the votes. So what's your guys' opinion on that?
Go ahead, David.
Okay. So I forgot what the analogy was, but I was talking to somebody who's, like, you know, when you ask – when somebody's like, oh, how do – drunk driving. Like, don't drive drunk and you won't get into an accident. Okay. Now that the accident's happening, you got charges, you killed some kid on the street, and there's all this. Now you're asking, well, what do I do about this now? Well, what you did about it was not to have driven drunk. You can't rewind the clock and go back. So my thing is, like, what do we do right now Well, I'm not discouraging anybody from voting because it is our last ditch effort. But what the prescription to do was to have voted in 2016, because now these voter suppression situations, who are you going to complain to, the Supreme Court?
Yeah, the guy that's in this situation, the person responsible for the voting, is the one suppressing the votes. But he's the one who's trying to be the fucking governor of Georgia. So he's actively suppressing votes. He's in charge of the votes and suppressing the votes. And
but who do you take him to? Who holds him accountable?
No one does.
Because if you go to the Supreme Court, it wraps right back around to Kavanaugh and Trump.
Yep. And that's
Now, I want to just step in here and say something. Mm-hmm. Brett Kavanaugh is a piece of fucking shit. That is the truth.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? However, even with him being a 100% piece of shit, there's no guarantee that he's going to be in lockstep with Trump, because he could be a piece of shit because they can't get him out. Trump's gone in 8 years. Remember that. Though they are powerful in the fact that they go when they say go, unless something crazy happens. So they don't have to be in lockstep with Trump just because Trump appointed them. It's a possibility. It's something we should be concerned with. But I think that we misunderstand that Brett Kavanaugh just got the ultimate, you know, civil service job. Donald Trump, you know, barring him, you know, totally overturning the Constitution, Donald Trump's out of here in a maximum of 8 years from 2016.
That's the worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario, you got to live through him all the way to the end of his second term. Best case scenario, he's getting walked out, at any point in time by Benson and Stabler or someone. Because
no one's getting
him out of
pain. No one gives a shit about that. No one cares about women, so don't worry about it.
I just don't trust it. There was a reason that he fought so hard to get in.
I really hope that their outreach is going to yield results that is so overwhelming that their tactics would be hard to do.
If you pay attention, what they were supposed to do after they lost the last time, their plan was to be more inclusive. And then when Trump showed up, everyone was on the Republican playbook was to be inclusive. He was being exclusive, and white people were just, no, I want this nigga. So the problem is that the reason he fucked everybody up is that everyone was still operating out the playbook to get everybody involved, and white people white people that normally fuck with Republicans felt isolated because the Republicans of 2016 were actively seeking other people. They said, y'all niggas are not enough. But if Trump had never showed up, the civility that would have existed, because the Republican Party would have been trying to be more inclusive and nuanced, and then the Democratic Party would have had to be more nuanced. So I'm a centrist. I didn't even answer my own question.
I was going back to the whole voter suppression situation and the whole wraparound.
Are you
quite
familiar with Abrams?
Yeah. She's a solid woman in terms of like her credentials. She has done a governing work. She was, if I'm not mistaken, she was a Democratic leader in the Georgia Congress. She definitely didn't just come out of nowhere. Of course she didn't. She's a black woman, a heavyset black woman. You know she had to triple.
Yeah, you don't get to that stage unless. You fucking earned it.
She is definitely someone who, if she gets in there, she'll be able to do her job. But the problem is just that she's been fighting with Brian Kemp for years.
Yeah.
Because she's been aware. That's why this is so interesting, because she's been going at him even before she was running for governor about.
Oh, they have static beforehand.
About this voter suppression shit, because this is something that's been unfolding and unfolding because, you know, the reverse migration that's happening is changing the demographics in the South again. And these people who are coming back with the expectation of having their rights respected. And they've got to do something about that because the tide can turn. Think about it. You know, you have these people coming from New York.
More or less said as much. They want to stop it. That's why they're suppressing these votes, because at some level that they don't want to be in a position to, like, lose elections based on what these niggas want to do.
I mean, look at what happened with Roy Moore. Those people stood there, and this is how I knew that. I don't know if you guys know, my dad was a Republican. So when I saw,
you know what,
that
makes perfect sense.
I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. So when I saw these people standing up,
her dad's the most Howard Beach man ever. You're from Howard Beach. You come out black or white. You voting Republican. I don't know what these motherfucking slacks want to do.
From Ozone Park, not Howard Beach. It doesn't allow black people to live in
Howard
Beach.
Fucking Howard
Beach. You know that.
Park. Is that different? Come on, my nigga.
Yeah, they don't allow blacks in Howard Beach. I don't even know if that's allowed now.
You wouldn't want to be there.
It's a visit. We would go there to, like, eat, but we didn't, like, stay.
You better get the fuck out of here. You better have an old nigga with you to co-sign your shit. Old Murtha, who used to hang out and took care of some old lady.
I've been going there all my life. We always went over there to get food. But anyway, I feel like I feel that the Republican that he was versus what this is totally different. Those people in Alabama who were cool with trying to elect a guy who was a known, like, kid raper just so that they would, because he had an R after his name, that party is off the rails. This is not about conservatism versus liberalism. This is about trying to create, I believe, and I'm going to say this and people can feel however they're going to feel, but it does feel like they're trying to create an ethno state that is white and not
that's
white.
That's what they
like
said today.
Oh, yeah.
Ethno state is white.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to say some real shit that might get a whole network kicked down. I don't like Israel.
Oh, Israel be awesome. Fuck shit.
I don't like Israel because I feel like, sorry, Brooklyn Black, we're done. Shut it down.
Oh, well. It was nice, guys.
It's been nice while it lasted. I was wondering if 5 Jew bangers going to come up from the fucking cavern and get us, because at some level, I feel like that country allows every other version of someone who wants nothing but their people to cook. Like, I can move to Scandinavia. As long as I fuck with what Scandinavia is talking about, I'm good. Just every
eat
other country
heron.
Move to.
You gotta eat the heron.
Yeah, ugh. And sure. Fish in a can. But I'm saying, like, it's you sell it. But Israel's not like that. If you don't fuck, like, if you're not Israeli, if you're not Jewish, you get thrown in the fucking dirt. And it's open, and everyone's okay with it. We're okay with it.
Forget about it if you got dark skin, but, you know, not supposed to say that either, but you got dark skin, forget about it.
But the fact is, like, because I think that we were listening to the show called The Daily, and you heard it today, right, when a guy was calling a Jewish dude an anti-Semite because he was like, I think Trump might low-key be anti-Semite. He was like, no, you're anti-Semite because he fucks with Israel. Israel has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, it was a bummer hearing a person say that.
Who sounded just like you?
She did, and that's okay.
She sounded just like you.
She did.
You said, you think I'm an anti-Semite? You're an anti-Semite, Josh Weinstein. You're an anti-Semite. That's what you are. You don't want to like Trump, what he's got going on? You try to bring him around?
I was just, all right, Queens, relax.
She was very
She was aggressively yelling at a nigga named Weinstein about how anti-Semitic he was because he didn't fuck with Trump because Trump wanted to. You isolated so many other people. But anyway, let's jump to the next one. There's another gubernatorial one between a Trumpy guy by the name of DeSantis and
Andrew,
a black guy named
Andrew Gilliam.
And Gilliam's like, I don't think you're racist, but racists think you're racist. Opinion.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just put this out there earlier. I'm going to let you go. This is short. I'm not as informed as I used to be. I have fallen back a great deal from the whole political discourse. I stay informed on the broader, more
So what do you need for
the board level?
I'll give it to you. I have all the
I'm just riding along. If I'm not contributing as much, I'm good with just picking up what I can about this. So go ahead, Brent.
For example, Florida, they had a very Trumpy Republican candidate somebody, but he wasn't being negative with his ass. He was just being like, I'm Trump, I'm Trump. Which is fine. I get stuff out. Like, we this kid, I'm going to build this wall, what have you. And there was a black guy who won the primary apropos of nothing. He won it. And they had a, what's the thing called, a debate recently. And he said, I don't think DeSantis is racist, but he got some money from a Klansman, didn't turn it down, and da da. I don't think he's racist, but race thinks he's racist. And that's worse.
Okay.
So do you guys have any opinions? No, if you have an opinion, it's fine, but do you have any opinions on that? Yes or no?
Do I have something to say about Andrew Gillum?
Yeah, just in general. Just,
oh, I was waiting for you to finish.
Florida is a
swing
state.
Florida,
I believe, is an aggressive swing state. So people who listen to this now or in the future, that Florida is a big state. Florida is a state where you got half of it aggressively liberal, Jewish from New York, because they didn't want to deal with the cold anymore in Florida. And they got hillbillies on the panhandle. So you have Texas. They have a lot of different elements. Florida is a New York City estate. It is a lot going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so whatever Florida you go to may be cool. Maybe if Chantel goes to the Coke, she doesn't do Coke, but she goes to the Coke version of fucking Florida. Everyone's like,
Miami.
With the titties out. Yeah, that's her
Miami.
Version of fucking Florida. And I've gone to Florida. I've gone to see a rat in a fucking suit.
Disney
World. Orlando, Florida.
Yeah,
rat in
right.
a suit.
Okay.
And then there's another bit of Florida where people are fucking like
Disney
their wives, which is fucking over in the panhandle. It's different versions of Florida. And then Florida is so big and diverse that it's stretched, so it's aggressively purple. So having a governor that speaks to a representative, having a black governor there, having someone who could, like, rein in some of the spaces would be good for everything else.
So the thing with Andrew Gillum is this. He's the mayor of Tallahassee. If I'm not mistaken, Tallahassee is the capital of Florida. He is a black man in every way that you – in every way, shape, and form. He's an educated black man. And for whatever it's worth, you understand
like
what that
means.
He's
a 6-foot-tall, bold black man with a deep voice.
Yes.
There's no –
he's dark,
he can't,
he's a dark-skinned dude.
Yeah.
He is – you know, he doesn't have facial hair because that scares people. But he has no facial hair. He is what would be considered well-spoken. But he's also an HBCU alumni.
Oh, he's got all the boxes ticked off.
Yeah, he went to FAMU. He talks about his grandmother a lot. He uses southern idioms.
Like, you know, Obama was well-spoken, so let me give it another level. Obama was well-spoken. He's well-spoken, but black well-spoken. Like,
yeah.
Like,
he is,
the difference between Obama and him
is
the Duke, because Obama spoke with black inflection. I think Gillum speaks black. There's no argument. There's no questions. He's not putting on a thing. He's doing it.
So, Gilliam, me and my sister were having this conversation about what I like about him. He is everything that black folks wanted from Barack Obama. He is spicy with the comments. He is spicy.
Yeah, because the part I'm just telling you guys about him calling him racist, that was a big fucking moment. Like when
he
said, hey.
Spicy on Twitter with Donald Trump. Every time Donald Trump says something negative about him, he tweets him back. He says, on this platform, you are supposed to at people when you talk about them, but you're a weak person. So because you're a weak person, you try to bully people, but I'm going to let you know who I am. I am not a weak – I'm not from a failing city. This is the fact of my city. I am not – you know, I didn't go to Yale, but I went to this historically black college.
But he didn't go to Yale
maybe
either. This nigga went to know the fucking name.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
But he went to Wharton. He went to Wharton for graduate school. So he's Ivy League.
That's not Ivy League.
And, no, Wharton.
Ivy League academics be very upset. Ivy League is very specific. It goes Columbia.
No, the UPenn is the Ivy.
Yeah, UPenn's one. All
yeah,
East
so
Coast.
Donald
Stanford's
Trump went
great.
To Wharton. Donald
Wharton's
Trump
not,
went to Wharton
you know
Business School.
I'm a fool. Y'all niggas talk. I don't think Wharton's Ivy League school.
Wharton is the business school of UPenn. What are you talking about?
You don't get to claim Ivy League from a fucking graduate school when you're rich.
How is that possible? My cousin has a graduate degree from Columbia University. Columbia University had like the top graduate for a journalist. Of course you can.
Not a fan of that. Hold on.
Can we just agree that regardless of where he went, we see the product?
Yeah, and he's
you're right. Chantel's right. Wharton, yeah. Wharton, Tuck, Harvard, Columbia, Samuel Curtis, Yale, Charles Dyson, and Cornell. All right, fair enough. That makes me very sick in my stomach.
What I was trying to say
is that Gillum is a black every way. So
very black.
The energy is in corporate America. When you're black, you have to sometimes fight with corporate language. He knows how to do what he's doing, but he's still very black with it.
But he cold switches in a very aggressive way.
He knows he's black, but he's not scared to go ask the hillbillies and the people that live like in the swamps for their vote. He's going everywhere. He's not leaving any stone unturned. He is pushing, because I get the sense that he really thinks DeSantis is a fucking idiot. And DeSantis looks like somebody from Saturday Night Live when he speaks. And that commercial that he did
was
awful.
Because when he's cold on his shit, DeSantis looks the face. Like, you know when you are lying.
Oh, wait.
As a woman, you won't get this, Chantel. But as a man, have you ever lied to a chick and she calls you on that lie? There's a face you make. They'd be like, what are you talking about? He made that face. He made the face of, huh? What do you mean?
Well, first of all, I haven't lied to women in a great many decades.
I saw you at the house. All right, so I'm gonna keep this very personal. Me and him was at a house party like a week or two ago. This nigga was just draped with women, and I'm sitting in a corner dealing with some domestic nonsense. So I don't know how
I
don't get invited.
I was involved with some domestic bullshit, and this nigga's living his best life of literally every vagina in that room just draped on this nigga like a fucking stove. Stole, as in the fucking ripped off animal tail.
He's just living
his best life.
There are perks to not lying to women.
I'm lying to best people. If I was lying, fantastic.
Where was my wife at the time? Taking pictures.
I think you just walked yourself into an argument. I'm not saying nothing. Nothing. You're taking it for granted, fam. You cannot do that. That's when you get.
I never take it for granted. Never take it for granted.
Appreciate women of all different ethnic qualities. You were literally living a liberal dream, just covered in women, box of all colors and stripes.
Life is good. Life is good.
I'm sitting in the corner dealing with a fucking Maury fucking episode right next to you. You were living your best life. Singer doesn't like none of that. I was just stuck in it. That's what happened. And I'm having a conversation about this tomorrow with somebody else named Chantel. Anywho. So I had to tell her she knows I'm ashamed of what I did. So the Senate room, right? So as far as the Senate goes, the Democrats have a hold of the 51. So the Senate is the one that when the Democrats are not as comfortable to get.
Right.
There's 51 Republicans, 29 Democrats, 2 independents. There's 35 seats up, but the majority of seats are Democratic seats, incumbent seats. And they need to turn at least 2 of them, but they would need to hold all 36 and claim. So they would need to win 38 races, which is fucking impossible. But I would say that they have the one that I showed up when I looked at the polls, Nevada, Arizona, Arizona's the McLean seat, Montana, Missouri, Indiana, Florida are the closest. But a national eye on Beto and Cruz.
Oh,
light skin
Obama.
On that.
He is Barack Obama.
Beto?
Yeah, he looks like Barack Obama to me. He is built like him. People love a skinny motherfucker with a big smile. They do.
A skinny motherfucker who looks like just happy for what he's getting. Just like, thanks for loving me, guys.
We all caught the black barbershop photo op.
Did you catch the black barbershop photo op?
Yeah,
I put it up.
I'm fine with that.
Nigga was wearing a fucking.
I love it.
I don't give a shit.
In New York,
do whatever
so,
you have to do.
Because in New York right now, did all this. This is New York. We have the governor race, which is bullshit. I mean, who's going to win? It's going to be fucking Cuomo for as long as he wants it. So he's going to win.
Fine.
He's fine. Do you think that socialist girl is going to win?
Who?
Ocasio.
Exactly. Who?
No, you know Ocasio. Yeah, no. She's the one who beat in
the
primary.
The Bronx? Yeah, she's. I think she's got a big push. She's very popular. And then that.
Because the problem with her is that she is somebody who is speaking a different language. She's speaking the math of Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders worked with an older white man in Florida, so you think it will work with her?
It might, because she might be mobilizing people who wouldn't have listened to Bernie. Because, I mean, and you know my opinion about this. I think that that because of the way the world works and the speed that the world works in, I think that we got to cap these people out at a certain age. We got to cap them out.
Oh, yeah, we definitely.
We got to cap them out. I don't think anybody should be sworn in as president that is any, that is
so
older than their 60th birthday.
So me and had a really long conversation about this. About
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why do we don't know about something similar and different? Like, you know how, David, tell me if I'm wrong, when as a man, people, men generally date women 5 to 10 years younger than them, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
My argument is, but it's gross, though. Right? It's gross. You don't want to talk to someone 10 years younger than you. What the fuck are you talking about? But the argument then is saying, as a woman would date a man who's 10 years older than her, now realizing that, why am I dealing with somebody who's looking at, you know what I mean? Like, why would you date with somebody 10 years older than you when you wouldn't date someone 10 years younger than you?
I still don't agree with that. That doesn't make
I know, but that's a different conversation. But the reason I'm bringing it up is that at some level, once you get to a certain age, you are not moving. You don't have different ideas. You lose it. You don't have the capacity to grow. And I feel like Bernie Sanders is a nice man. I don't think he's terrible. I just think that he's not the way forward. Someone else is the way forward. So do you guys have positive feelings towards Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah.
I do.
Go ahead, David.
I was going to say something about the whole age argument with Bernie. I feel like that whole argument about his age was a red herring because him, Trump, and Clinton are all like within a handful of years of each other.
Oh, no,
oh,
I
agreed.
Think all the motherfuckers is too fucking old. They're too old. They all too old. Everybody.
But the argument was Bernie's too old because his hair is white and wispy.
No, Bernie's too old because Hillary's too old because Donald Trump's too old. But the youngest person is this lady, and I'm going for her because these motherfuckers are too old, and they from another time when their people ran the roost. They can't be in charge of me. Get them the fuck out of here. No.
Somebody spent the whole last week dealing with an elderly woman, right? And she's fine, but her point of reference is so skewed. Based on the fact that she was born in 1920-something. So I'm like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about anymore. I didn't say it. I felt it. You got it. But she's at that age where, if, like, her age she's at, she's like 10 years older than what our presidential options were. 89 and 82 and 72 are not that far apart.
Like,
my
think
opinion.
About the world and how much has changed. Think about the stuff that they're up against, like net neutrality.
I think
50-year-old
niggas are fucking out of fucking touch.
I don't know about, I mean, on average, these things are true, and on average, this is how older people are, but there has to be room for people who are cut from a different cloth.
Sure, and you know what?
There's
going to
be room for you, but
you
can't be in fucking charge.
No.
Hear me real aggressive. Number 347-857-4302. You have an opinion and as you said today, you want to like call in. We have another about a half hour, so if you want to call in and bitch, complain, whine, what have you. We'll hear it, we'll address it, and we'll deal with it. You have centrist Daniel, liberal David. You have conservative Chantel. Let's do it.
Oh, I am not I wouldn't say that I'm conservative.
In this room, I believe you. No, I would imagine
think,
if I
no.
look at it another way. I think,
you
no,
fucking
I think,
are always
I think
calling
more,
me a hippie.
No, I think Dave is more conservative than you. If
what?
I had to, like, look at it respectively,
yeah.
Is your account
in
is.
What way?
Socially.
In what way?
Socially, aggressively conservative.
What am I
ideas
conservative about?
Your diet of sex is very conservative.
My what?
Your ideas on how men and women should relate is very conservative.
Why? How is that? I have taken no say. What are these imagined positions that you think I have? Like women should
they're
be
not imagined positions. You want to say that I spoke to you? This is a wisdom from somebody
this
else.
This is why I'm confused.
I mean, nigga, I'm king debate, nigga. I was there. I've peaked you. You have, you know what? We're getting off the rail. I want to, there's two other issues I want to address. One is a caravan, but you guys are picking on a caravan.
I would like those people to dissipate because I think somebody's going to kill them. I think they're going to be, their blood's going to spill because this fucking old idiot is the president because we elected an old fucking asshole. And since we elected an old fucking asshole, they look at brown people and think they can fucking shoot them down and it's going to be okay because America. I wish
accurate.
That they would just get a message and just not come. Just stay in Mexico. Fuck it. Sorry, Mexico.
No. Mexico's not bad.
No, I'm not saying Mexico. I mean, Danny, I don't know. There's parts of Mexico they snatch your ass. You'll never be seen again.
But they're sending fucking bombs. The second issue we're talking about. Send a bomb to the fucking president, ex-president, and what have you. They don't want you here right now. You're literally a tool of.
Yeah, I want. I wish somebody could get in there and just.
And me and you were there, right? I would have literally went to you. I was like, we need to get out of this fucking caravan. We can get in by ourselves because being in this group, we look a fucking bunch of assholes. Let's sneak in and then hang out with some niggas and like serve dishes over in fucking El Paso. Renna and her friend. Shout out to Renna, by the way, and her Borderland people.
Mm-hmm.
But at the
that's
same time, you got to remember, like,
that she lives. Renna lives. Her family's on a literal border because she took some photos. You don't know who the fuck she is if you don't worry about it. But she took some photos from where she lived. It's literally on a border. Like, you can see, like, the wire fence and, like, the bridge that goes over. And I'm like, most Americans don't have understand how easy it is to get from point A to point B.
Most 30% of Americans are passport holders, so there's that.
But they're not coming here for they're not coming here for a vacay. They're not coming here because you know they hear like it's popping in the.
No, we never asked David. David, what's your opinion on that? Are you on board with that? Or are you like no thanks?
On board with what, the caravan? It's not. It's
but
not
just,
something
just,
I feel
like
you can be on board with. It's not something
just
you can be on board. These people, you got to think. These people know. Like these people know. People talk, even though they don't necessarily have mass communication. Word of
nah,
mouth
they
travels.
They know that
they're
Trump hates
snatching,
them. They said that they know.
Trump hates them. They're taking people's kids at the border. All these stories are around there. They're doing terrible things to Mexicans in America. The citizens in America are beating people up and doing all kinds of crazy shit. And they're still coming. You got to think to yourself, what are they running from that's
it's
making them still come?
Oh, what's your opinion? Oh, so why they're fearful of a thing, why they're leaving. But you're looking at it from a human perspective, right? So
of course.
I always make the argument, and this is an argument, I can never have a discussion with y'all or anybody else. It's a very European conversation. So, like, for example, people get mad at Greece or Italy for not letting more Africans in. But Africans are literally rushing the fucking gate and trucks 50, about 100, 200 a time. Italy's not big. Italy's like a state.
Right. Italy's not
I'm not
America,
saying that
though.
To be cruel. It should be decent. But they don't have the infrastructure to handle it. They don't have the cultural awareness to handle other. And I feel like us from New York are so accustomed to other people that if like, what's the argument I use? It's like, Dave, let's say tomorrow, right? You wake up, and let's say 65% of your neighbors became Native Americans.
Okay.
You were the minority. Would you be able to handle that? So your West Indian restaurant turned into a fucking wheat cake spot, and instead of like botanicas, they were doing like what's the name? It's like buffalo skins or whatever nonsense they're into. And what I'm saying is that at some level is that we're accustomed to change, so I think we would figure it out. When I lived in New Hampshire, I saw it firsthand. So like the Cambodians were coming in because of the there's a treaty America has with Cambodia where they can just come to New England when they want. And like 50 to maybe 1,000 pulled up, and the town couldn't handle it. So rather than just go, we can't handle it, they just got angry at the Cambodians.
Okay.
And I agree both sides of it. Like, Cambodians need to get the fuck out because there's nothing for them there. But like, these dudes here, what's the argument I always make, Chantel? It's called cognitive empathy. It's not just I feel a thing, but you could also see where a person's coming from.
Right.
Right? So at some level, if you live in a town where it's just you and people look like you, a whole group of niggas shooting, like, no, we eat grasshoppers now. How do you manage it?
Well, okay, so going back to your Native American comparison.
Let's do it, yeah.
Looking at it, like sitting back and looking at it, if on the news it was, you know, Native Americans are rushing to East Flatbush and Crown Heights to buy up properties and, you know, because that's where they decide their new homestead is going to be, I might feel a way about that. But if Native Americans are rushing to East Flatbush and Crown Heights because, you know, they're trying to kill them where they're at, and that just... Then I kind of
whoever
like,
leaves,
wake up and I'm like,
that's
this
argument,
is what happens.
Whoever leaves to do that, though, no one ever leaves with the intention of violence or intention of displacement. They're just fine at trying to find a space. Like, I don't think that even weird white people, I don't think when people move into the Low East Side, not thinking about people who live there. It's like, oh, that's a nice place. It's cheap. I'm thinking about people who live there. They're just trying to find a space to be that's not too expensive.
Okay. So you're saying the caravan is coming here because it's not too expensive? And
no,
nice
the caravan
be...
is like this. We are living in a space where MS-13 is. And my only experience of MS-13 is when I was on 1/3 Corona Avenue. I was in my Audi, Audi died. I called Cars for Kids. 5 hours later, they're going to come up. I'm sitting in my car, and a bunch of niggas with fucking tattoos in their face came out rubbing their hands, licking their lips. I said, y'all, I'm out. Y'all can have this car. I'm dipping. Let's fuck y'all. My nigga's life is cheap. Let's get the fuck off. From your perspective, right? Yeah, nothing from your guys' perspective, like, not you guys, but David's perspective, is like, if someone's going to get the fuck out of Dodge, and it's not your space anymore.
Yeah, but Danny, which is the point of it is this. Your question is, people are coming up, and we do want to know how we feel about it. He's saying it's kind of fine. Like, it's like it's kind of fine because that's kind of what they do here since we stopped stealing people. So since they don't steal people, people have always come here. It's like that's brand. The American brand is giving me your tire, your whatever. They didn't
that's
just give me your tire, white people. The brand was like, you know, bring your people. Because that's the brand. That's why America has always got people coming here. Because the deal has always been come here because they want to use your labor. You're this, you're that. They want to find different people to take advantage of. So now, because everybody's so scared that this country is not going to be mostly white anymore, everyone's scared of anybody that's not white. People are illegally immigrating to America every day. Every day. And
that's
they're overstaying
the key,
their welcome.
I believe that's the fucking key, is that there's a lot of people worried about being replaced by other, right? So being
but
replaced by like
no, it's
Jews.
Not a lot of people worried about it. White people are worried about it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but in a majority,
American-Indian comparison didn't really click for me because I'm like, what am I feeling about that? I don't really care.
But no, there's a lot of people. They're the majority. They're worried at some level. I'm not saying they're
about
right.
What?
I'm worried about the idea that at some level that when Obama showed up, the president, and we're figuring out what's going on. And we made an argument about... Like Switzerland or Scandinavia, those guys, right? Those dudes all look the same. So it's, and also have the culture of just like no one's trying to build anything more than
and
that.
And that's not, and their country's brand is not giving you your tired, your weak, your this, your that. They don't have fucking Ellis Island.
No, I agree, but do you understand that these people don't believe that?
Oh, they don't believe it now. Because when you see the motherfuckers on the 4th of July or on 9/11 or this, that, and the third, you have to make your fucking
mind up. I'm not.
If you don't believe in that, then I need you to shut the fuck up about patriotism and all that good shit.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Like, you can't. They can't have it both ways.
Because
they can't say
Colin
Kaepernick.
They want everyone on the board, but they want to be the king of it. And you can't be the king of it. Some are going to lose it. If you bring people in, it's too late, right?
But so, remember what I said to you, and people think I'm crazy when I say it. If they couldn't figure it out, they should have killed all the slaves and just started from wherever and just been their white country. Because this shit that we're trying to do, it's the what do they say, the horse is out of the barn? It's out of the barn.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. And it's
so I have another question
for
you guys.
Later.
I have this question because it's not too down the road. If you were white, do you think you would have the same compassion the other way around?
Well, no, it's not about the white. It's about the people.
that's a genuine question. If you're a white person, would you be able to show the same compassion the other way around?
Why are you laughing, David?
I'm just if I was white, like be a
no
white.
No one ever asked that question. If you're a full white person,
asshole, that turns me into an asshole being white. Like, that seems
because
like
we were raised to the question. We were always raised to be, like, fighting a thing and home with these fucking dumb fuck screw. And me and David
no,
are babies,
because you
we
guys
believe
are
we're better than a lot of people.
And we live in a patriarchal society. So you guys can speak to me in a position of privilege. What I am saying to you is simply this. The people who are in a privileged position, there's no way for me to upend and get a person who benefits from the privilege of being white to understand that they're benefiting from it. They have to come to that on their own, because everything that I say sounds like I'm trying to take something from them, when really I'm just trying to make sure I'm getting everything that's for me. But because of the way our country is set up where your whiteness allows you to take from other people without having to give anything back. So,
as a black person, you know me. That's more of you guys' question. You know me. I walk with superiority through the world as a black a man. I feel like, as a man, I've said this before, and at me, go to the black NPR fucking Twitter, go to the Facebook. I feel like the priority I have as a man is more important than my blackness. I feel like I'm able to lord over a whole group of women. I can just throw my whole fucking manhood over everybody, and they have to deal with it. My blackness, I can only throw over, like, what, who? My kids? It doesn't matter. But as a man, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Chantel has to live in a fucking menagerie and hope that somebody fucks with her enough to let her be a queen in her space. If you can tell me if I'm wrong, do I not always tell you that? I think the worst part about and when you live in a city, not in a country, but if you live in a city, if you live in a country, no. Being black is the worst. But in a city, being a woman is the worst.
Well, we've had this conversation because then what you realize is that my experience is that my entire life from 6:30 to about when I walk through my door is not – I don't see black people. My black – for me specifically, black folks are my family members, my friends, and the people who I socialize with. I don't work with a lot of black people. I have spent my entire work career dealing with what it is to be black.
But you never understand how I see the world, the fact that I see everybody openly. So I see the black people, see the white people. They're equally terrible. So for me, people fuck with you is different. But the people who don't fuck with you, you don't fuck with people you don't like, black or white. Everybody listen to this, Chantel's a cat.
I'm
you guys watch Cats? She's like a cat. She's a real cat.
She's a cat.
I'm not a cat.
She's a fucking cat. She's a full cat. You know when you have a cat in your neighborhood and you see them, you go, and they come over, and they're like, and they realize they don't want to fuck with you and it go off. That's her. But just they look at this. Nah, nigga, fuck you, kisses. I'm out. Call screw. That's her. But just
I didn't understand the analogy until you described it. Now it makes total
sense.
Also,
now you think I'm a cat too, David. You're a fucking cat.
If she fucks with you, she fucks with you. If she don't, she don't. She literally walk off and be done.
Basically.
Like, literally, the fourth time we hung out together, somebody who we all know showed up and goes, hey, she goes, nope. And she just walked up. I'm like, whoa? And I'm so British. I said, what the fuck did she just do? We talk about this to this day. What the fuck was that? Because just, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk to her. She makes me uncomfortable. That's not a conversation, British man says. And but I realized that as a cat, you can just do whatever you want. You should live comfortably in your truth. You get to meow here, to meow to the left. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. But I also realized that as a woman, you could knock that out here. Have you heard, we all know Anna. Anna's life seems rough because Anna's living in a place that's not like here. Her blackness is rough in her... woman.
See, I think that what they do have in Mississippi is that they do have black enclaves where they are from top to bottom. In some,
but does she seem happy to you?
Sometimes.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Anna Lorraine.
Who?
Anna lives in Mississippi. She lives down in Jackson.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes.
They're down
yeah.
there like. Struggle, but anyway, I mean, there's a certain level of comfort of dealing with just blackness, which is dope. But I feel like
it absolutely is.
You catch a fade. Like, there's so many bums, right? I mean, it's another conversation, but I feel like we got like another.
It is another conversation because I that's a whole other direction that I'd love to go in because
I
have some contradictory opinions about that.
Yeah, because that's a different dynamic. But I also want to have to understand.
So,
that's
David,
a big point
Danny
of my
gets
record.
Very upset. Danny gets angry with me when I say I am black first and woman second. It pisses him
even
off.
Even though being as a woman, they fuck you over. Everyone's
this is where
fucking
he goes.
You over because you have a box. No one's fucking you over because you're black. Everyone, in the city where we live,
so,
they respect you as a black woman. Everyone, for the most part, you're going to get
so you're saying. So you're saying she should choose her identity. She should choose her identity based on the benefits and not where her heart leads her?
No. If I'm getting fucked over as an asthma patient and someone's like, we're going to take care of you as a anemia patient, how the fuck I look trying to jam my head into the fucking asthma shit when I could get help for the anemia shit and try to
and what I've
pigeon told
my
you anyway.
Is that my, every time I've been fucked over, it has not been. I do not believe it was because I was a female, and I don't. I'm using that specifically. I'm saying to you, that in these spaces, there's enough women that when you have to fucking parse it down, being a woman, now there's a black one. Fuck her. So fuck.
Agree.
The black one.
That's not crazy. I agree with that part.
Yeah, I'm,
I
what
just
I'm
feel
saying,
like
and
you,
I'm telling
like
from being
used to sister soldier stuff with these kings and queens. These niggas don't give a fuck about you.
No, I'm not talking about, but I'm not doing
oh my
this.
God.
Look, Danny, I fuck with black people. It's my peaceful place,
oh,
and that's
what
it's going to be.
You fucking coons, too. It's fine. What I'm trying to say is at some level is that.
And I've also told you that if I had to put a list, if I had to be Arya Stark
black
and write the list.
Also, see
if my
father. That's what he dressed
as. And write my list of people, there wouldn't be many black people on my list.
Yeah,
so,
you're fooled then because no one, you don't know enough white people to ruin you.
Okay.
Like black people have ruined you because you've not been around enough white people to ruin you. I mean, you throw some white people on it. Either way, there's another fucking show. Oh, I want to have this show. Because some
because
of
you
like,
don't, you know what the problem is with you? You don't hear. I've told you on a number of occasions that 100%, I'm telling you,
this,
if I'm the person who's a victimized person, who has done me more wrong?
That's fair.
And
that's
I'm
fair.
Giving
you know what?
The list.
You're fair. That's fair.
If
that's
I had
fair.
To create the Arya Stark list, it would get down much further. Before we
you
got
know
to
you.
My father's wife, who's on the list, just so we all know. Aside from her,
I like
a lot of the list.
I
hope she got
so,
very painful.
Put it this way then, and we're going to leave it at this. Kavil, at the very least, admit that I agree with you. How you feel is how you feel. I cannot argue that. But you are super raised to believe that you're black because it's your identity. Well, it's part of your tribe.
Yeah, sure.
That's the next show.
You always tell me that I'm very black, but you also say I'm very American. So
when it comes to that stuff, yeah, because I have a disdain for my Asians. I have an aggressive disdain for it because I feel that they're buffoons. And
you have a disdain for a lot of people. Have you realized that?
Hmm? Mm-hmm.
You have a disdain for
like
a lot of people.
No, I feel like Weston is a fucking idiot. And I feel like they're living a life like fucking ridiculous clowns. And if you listen to it, own it. Drink it, fuck it in. Take a straw and drink it down. You fucking clowns. We were given a bad bill of goods, and we did what we could, and we did the best we could handle, and we didn't grow. But we believe that we're better than everybody else. We're not better than nobody. We're stunted growth people. We're teenagers who were never able to allow to be able to grow. There's no path forward as we wrap our lives up with Jesus Christ. You can't grow if Jesus wrapped up in everything you do. David, am I wrong?
Good God. Yeah.
I'm wrong? Okay, explain how we're wrong. Yeah. You got 3 minutes.
Everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. I think a moderation of Jesus don't hurt nobody.
It's a moderation of nonsense. If a pig came in this room and says, I'm your God and Savior, answer is no. You're a pig. I don't believe
Jesus
you.
Said a lot better things than your average pig.
No. A pig goes oink, oink, oink. A pig gives me bacon. A pig gives me sausage. A pig gives me fat back. A pig gives me lard. Some bullshit story about some magician, some Jewish magician from fucking Israel, does nothing for me.
Well, not for you. But you don't believe in we need the eggs. So that's a whole different story.
David wants a whole longer life. David wants a whole life. Well, thank you guys. I know the next show we're going to do, I know exactly what we're going to do, but West Indian people versus American people / interracial relationship /
male, female.
When are we doing
gender stuff so I can get really
dirty? David, Danny thinks that I would do quite well with a white husband.
I think she would.
I've heard this. I believe it.
Thank you, Brooklyn. Well, goodbye, David. I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, y'all.
When's the gender debate coming?
So if you want to hang out tomorrow in Manhattan, you both, I'll be dressed like Daredevil. And I have a doctor's appointment. You want to cowboy it up? Enjoy your cowboying, sir.
All right, guys.
Bye. Bye, loves. Bye.
Bye.
Well, hey, everybody. That was a wonderful show. We did some politics. We got engaged in race. Props to Brooklyn Black. Props to Tasha Mack. Props to me. Hold on. I'm going to read the damn thing because I'm not really good at it. But responsible all of the stuff. You can listen back, hear it. Next week, we're going to probably do some more race stuff. Should be lit. Next week, I think we're going to do some more race stuff. Hit us on the Black NPR pod at twitter.com. Also hit Black NPR at outlook.com. Also go to Danny Crewed Up at Facebook if you want to interact or talk, what have you. Also go to Spotify or Apple Music to hear anything that's on. Also, kudos to everyone at Pregame Radio for giving me the outlet to jam. We're on it to fuck. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
The Realist Radio Show is sponsored by King's Power and Stay High NYC. For your edibles, oils, and vaping pleasure, V for Vag. Check them out at www.v4vag.com. And not only get in on their organic-infused lubes and toys, also get great info on sex and sex education. For all purchases through v4vag.com, a portion is donated towards sex education. Also, hit up Emmy Productions for all your video, production, and photography needs. Hit him up on Facebook at Emmy Productions with a Z or email heyme.tv@gmail.com. LitBK, their website is litbkny.com. Put in customer code pregame is lit for 20% off your purchase. Also, don't forget I Crave Wear. Check them out on Instagram at I Crave Wear. And their website is www.icravewear.com. Put in promo code PREGAME for 15% off your purchase.